Today, President Bush's nominee to be the next Surgeon General got a chance to make a case for himself. James Holsinger has held a variety of state and federal positions, including Chancellor of the University of Kentucky Medical Center and Medical Director of the Veterans Health Administration. A Senate committee questioned him for 2 hours today, and NPR's Joanne Silberner was there.
A number of health advocacy groups have concerns about James Holsinger, among them Planned Parenthood Federation of America. Before the hearing, about a dozen members demonstrated.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, ideology has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho.
The ideology concern comes from something that happened earlier this week. Former Surgeon General Richard Carmona said he was frequently muzzled by the Bush administration. There's enough concern about the White House pressure that Democratic Senator Edward Kennedy today introduced legislation that makes the job more independent. Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown quizzed Holsinger on what he would do if he were pressured.
Well, the first thing I would do is to work to use the tried and true leadership techniques that I've used throughout my life, which is one of bringing people to consensus in an effort based upon education.
And if that didn't work?
Quite candidly, if I were unable to do that and I was being overridden, if necessary, I would resign.
Senators also pressured Holsinger on a paper he wrote in 1991 for the United Methodist Church. It listed various medical problems that could arise from sex between men and described such sex as biologically unnatural. The review has been widely perceived in the gay community as being anti-gay. Holsinger testified that he's not anti-gay, that he wrote the paper in response to a request from religious scholars who wanted him to summarize the medical literature.
The paper does not represent where I am today. It doesn't represent who I am today, and it represented a specific time in a specific context and a specific purpose. It's not a published paper.
Holsinger pushed his three agenda points: childhood obesity, tobacco use, and the nation's public health system. He ducked a question on scientific support for the president's stem cell policy, which prohibits federal funding for new cell lines. Democratic Senator Patty Murray asked Holsinger whether he'd support education about the use of condoms.
Well, I think condom use is an important approach to unintended pregnancy. I would encourage condom use.
For young people, unmarried people?
He stammered a bit, then came up with an answer.
That is one of a number of appropriate means of birth control and prevention of STDs. I would also talk about others.
Still, some groups that opposed Holsinger's nomination before the hearing remain opposed. Planned Parenthood activists will be on the Hill next week asking politicians to press Holsinger harder before confirming his nomination. Holsinger is not without his supporters. The Republican committee members backed him, and his 98-year-old mother, Ruth, sat right up front.
Well, he will only do a good job. Because, as I say, he stands tall.
Ruth Holsinger, though, has no vote on the committee. The senators will decide at some point in the future about whether to pass Holsinger's nomination on to the full Senate. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.